Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Changers on 101.5 UMFM.
On the radio.
And online. Yes. On Wednesday evenings.
Excellent.
If you want to listen to old episodes, go check us out. You can find us on the program grid at umfm.com.
Hooray.
And I'm Megan.
I'm Alice.
And we play video games.
Yes.
And we like to talk about video games.
No, I hate them. No.
You're right. This has been a punk alt rock
show. This has been a punk. We punked you.
Oh, do people still get that reference?
I don't know. Google it. That's available.
It is available.
Yeah.
So, yes, video games. I had the luck of having last week off and actually got to finish a game in that week off.
Yes.
Yeah, because I'd promised last week that I would start and finish Psychonauts 2.
Mm-hmm.
And you were very kind in not spoiling anything for anybody last week when we were talking about it.
I purposely don't. I touched on things I think are neat. There's things that I would love to talk about still, but I kind of want to let people discover them. Specifically, there's something with Raz's water curse that happens once you beat the game that I thought was just kind of a fantastic detail. So just keep in mind to look out for that. But otherwise, like, yeah, Psychonauts 2, I love it. My contracts are ending this week, so I was like, well, I might play it for a third time.
And I wouldn't blame you because it is such a good, good game. And if you're looking for a very good game to play, go and check out Psychonauts 2.
Yes.
It may not be in physical form for quite some time yet. So far, they only had a particular backer for when they were getting the game backed, getting physical copies.
Yeah.
So hopefully that'll change. I want to get my hands on a physical copy.
Yeah, I think they're working on stuff, so.
But we did happen to get a physical copy of another game we've played.
What?
Hades.
I beat that game. You did? Sort of.
Did you not?
I beat the main point of the game, but technically I haven't completed everything. There's things that I could definitely do. The only thing is that Hades hurts my hands.
I can see it.
It's a fantastic game. It's super fun. I wish maybe, I guess there was a little more accessibility options. To be honest, I haven't looked at them that much, but
so I think they may have added some stuff.
Okay.
There is an invincibility mode where if you just want to go and enjoy the story, you can do so.
Oh, I might just turn that on so I can just blast through stuff, because at this point I've done the run a couple times with a couple different weapons. Well, I've done it at least 10 times, which is the amount you need to quote-unquote beat the game or get to an ending, I guess, an ending.
So you can turn that on, make the game a little easier if you want to just enjoy the story. And I really like this feature because I used it for Celeste. Because Celeste was also a game that could be incredibly challenging and hurt your hands.
Mm-hmm.
But it also had a very good story.
Yeah.
So Hades for Supergiant Games is now out for all the modern consoles. You can get it for Switch, you can get it for your PC, Xbox, and PlayStations.
Mm-hmm.
So it is 100% worth a look, and I'm just enjoying getting caught up. Maybe I'll get to the same point you're at someday.
I guess. Have you beat it once?
No, because it's a hard game.
Yeah, like it took me about 14 tries before I cracked my first win. How many times have you gone through the dungeon, or have you gone through, Megan?
That sounds about right. Yeah. I don't have a whole lot of finesse with a game like this, but I do also find it to be kind of forgiving because you can just go get your stuff, level up, make the game a little easier as you go along. And you do get better as you go along. But it's, it can also be a challenge. You can make it a challenge.
Yeah, well, once you beat the game one time, it actually lets you add on harder options.
I'm not doing that.
I've done a couple of them. It's fine. The reason they do that is because you get to sort of redo stuff and get items again. So, for example, when you beat Meg, you get this blood vial thingy. You get a
blood, ancient blood.
Ancient blood. And the next time you do it, I think you only get money or gems or something. I don't remember.
That's fine.
But if you add on one of the harder challenges, it'll change back to the blood or the ancient blood and so on for the other... Which is really handy, because sometimes you're out of that stuff and you want to grab more. And, yeah, I would say, like, I don't know, I didn't do the challenges until I started the first time. But, once again, like, things in this game became trivial for me. Maybe they haven't for you yet, but they're, yeah. Like, I remember the first time I beat Meg, I was very excited because it took me so long. But then I realized that that's just sort of, like, it's just sort of a thing you have to do all the time. Yeah. You just, like, yeah. Hades is super enjoyable. I've put a lot of hours into it. It's just, good music. The gameplay is ridiculously fun. Like, and then there's a lot of different combinations. Like, it is a roguelike in the nature that it does, the play changes all the time. Like, the levels, things that you might fight, things that you might find, boons from the gods, obviously, this is a Greek-inspired game. It's called Hades. For those of you who don't know, Hades is the Greek god of the underworld. And in Hades, like, just quick, you play as Zagreus, who is Hades' son, who wants to get out of the Hades / hell because stuff has happened.
And why would you want to stay if you have the power to leave?
Yeah, but obviously... You know, there's a, it's challenging. It's really neat. It's a beautiful game. Highly recommend it. Once it's now available for most things. A friend actually gifted it to me on Steam, so we bought the PlayStation 5 versions, and which was like $50, which I'm like, that's fine. I will pay that amount for Hades because it is hardcore worth $80. Like, that is a worthwhile, like, I put so many hours into Hades, like, and those were enjoyable. Like, it wasn't like Fallout 4 where I put 40 hours into it and I was like, well, guess I'm done here.
This game is not a slog. That's the beautiful thing about it. It is fun, and it was ethically video made in terms of the video game industry.
Yeah, video games can be fun. Wow.
No, they can't. That's a lie. We're selling the people lies at this point.
Like, it has good story. Yeah, there's lots. I could sing Hades praises. There's a reason it was nominated for Best Game of the Year last year.
It got BAFTA's Game Awards of Best Game and a whole slew of others, actually.
It has got a lot of awards. But, like, that was, like, in terms of, like, things that people know, the video, people know... I would say most people don't care about the video game awards. They're just kind of a nice thing for some people. It was nice for the Among Us guys. That's all I care about. But yeah.
But yeah, those are the two games that I've been playing. I'll keep chipping away at Hades, and I'll play something new for next week.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea, since I've played both of those games.
You did play both of those games, but I actually did complete a game last week, which was impressive for me, because I finished no games
ever. You know how many games I beat this week?
Three.
Yeah, I think it's three. Actually, there might be another one I'm actually forgetting that I've beaten.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so it might have been four, but
let's see. Tell us what you've been playing.
So I played The Complex, which is a FMV game, which is in full motion video, I believe is what it stands for. I'm going to assume. But what this sort of means is that the game is basically an interactive movie.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's a neat concept.
I don't hate this concept. I've talked about, like, I played that X-Files game, which is similar-ish in how it's, like, live action on four discs, and it's literally, like, an hour of a game. It's so short.
It's a bookend of a case, too.
It's so funny. It's fun. I love it. It's literally there because I can be like, yeah, I have the X-Files game on PlayStation. The X-Files game for PlayStation 2, way better. Anyway, basically The Complex is I guess you play as this character. You make decisions for her. And there is some political stuff happening. She's a doctor who works for this place called The Complex, and they're studying diseases and stuff. But also at this time, there's like political turmoil with this country that doesn't exist. I actually forget what it was called now, because I can only think of the name of the other people and what the other game I was playing. I believe it started with an F, but it's some sort of made up country. And they're like, I get what they were doing, but at the same time, there's things that just come off like weirdly racist. Because like the country that they're having like problems with, or that is maybe doing terrorism or whatever, is like predominantly people of color kind of situation.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it's a little weird. Like, that was one thing when I was like, when I was playing this, I'm like, oh no, what game am I playing? And I'm gonna say they didn't, like, it wasn't the worst, but it's definitely sort of like, it was a little weird. That's why, like, my I played it and I was like, this is fine. Like, there's nothing. It was, like, I think I enjoyed Bandersnatch more, like Black Mirror's Bandersnatch, which you can play on Netflix.
Was it a very similar sort of style of doing it? Playing?
Bandersnatch had a lot more to it, I felt.
A higher budget, for sure.
Yeah, this is, it's like, basically, I just watched a movie and made minor choices. Now, granted, I think I made, like, the quote-unquote right choices, because I play these games where I am a good little baby. Like, seeing Detroit Become Human, I saved everybody, even though I didn't know I could actually do that.
And you did it just through making good choices.
Yes.
Non-evil choices.
Yeah. So, same thing with this. It's fine. I don't know if the price I paid for, like, it feels a little bit like I rented a movie or I bought a movie or something. It's fine. Like, I have another FMV game lined up called Erica, so I'm gonna check that one out, but all I can say is it was fine. I think it would be more enjoyable to maybe play with other people and get them to make decisions for you to see what happens. But it's not that interactive. Like, once again, I choose one option or another option, really. Like, I get two options.
Okay.
It's, yeah, which I feel something like Bandersnatch at least had what felt like a lot more, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was fine. Okay, yeah, actually I beat 5 games this weekend.
Your video game powerhouse this week.
Yeah, well, I'm just sort of like, there's ones that I'm like, I should just sort of do it. The other one I played was called The First Tree. And this is another one of those animal games, sort of. Like, I felt similar. It felt like The Lost Ember, which was a game that I was like, very mediocre on. Like, it was okay in terms of, like, I'm gonna say art style. Playing as the wolf was kind of fun, but the story was just terrible. I just hate it. It was just bad.
Was another one of those downer endings?
Well, it's one of those endings where they try to forgive, or try to make you forgive, like, the bad person, and it's sort of like, I don't know why you're trying to force me to do this.
Is both a running trope, and also, that's such a disappointing conclusion.
Yeah, like, this one is, like, I don't want to be, like, rude, or, like, but this game, so The First Tree, it felt like somebody's, like, it felt very centered on the person who created it.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't feel like a game for everybody. Like, in sort of what the game is there's a narration of a guy talking to his, I'll say, partner, and he's sort of like, I had a bad dream. It was about a fox whose cubs had died, and she was looking for the rest of them or something. And that's where you sort of pick up and you play as the fox. There's not a lot to do. You just sort of look around, you look at stuff. There's kind of like neat little bits of like, you know, things that'll be in like there's like a flag, like the American flag, and like an army tank, and you know, like stuff that will represent the real world, quote unquote, because your fox is mostly going through the sort of foresty areas. And you know, that's kind of neat. Like there's a lot of little bits. I feel like it's a story where I don't care. You know, like I never see this narrator. I have no connection to him. I have more connection to this fox, kind of. And I'm going to spoil this, but at the end, all the fox's cubs die.
Downer ending.
And then you wake up as the person, and you walk out, and you follow this glowing fox, and you see the glowing fox with her babies, and I don't know. It's about him, like, coming to terms with his father's death and stuff, but I just, like, why is it about a mother fox, then?
Yeah, that's a weird theme to go with.
It is, because it you know, and then at some points there's this big wolf, which is sort of like, it indicates that this big wolf killed these little cubs or whatever. Like, it's fine. It
did not have the emotional tug that you want from a game like this?
Every game like this is trying to be Journey. Every game like this is trying to be Journey. And you can't be Journey. You can be like Journey, but this doesn't even like hit near Journey like feelings. Like it wants to be. There are times where it's kind of looks kind of nice, but it just, yeah. And I don't want to slam it because once again, this feels like somebody's passion project. But I don't necessarily think it was the best game in the world. It's visually okay. I think The Lost Ember looked nicer. And even like a game that I sort of think is almost somewhat similar, or just sort of like thematic, not even thematically, but like Air Memories of Old, I think it was called. And it's like AER. And that just had way more to it.
Yeah.
Similar-ish. Sort of like a similar concept where it's like small, but you can go around and look for stuff. Like there wasn't combat. There was just sort of a flying mechanic where you could turn into a bird. That was cool. Lost Ember had like, once again, kind of nice art. I hated the story. It was very bad. It was just like, once again, I hate stories that force you to forgive.
Whoever wronged the protagonist?
Well, especially if it's something pretty bad. And it's pretty bad. Like, it's not a forgivable action in this case, in my opinion. But it felt weird. I don't like that. I did like being able to turn into different animals in that game. I could turn into a wombat or something and roll around. That was cool.
I think people confuse forgiveness with closure. And the two aren't exactly interchangeable.
No, closure would have been better in this game. Or even if I was to be given at least a choice, I would have appreciated that. And this is Lost Ember. Anyway, First Tree is fine. I don't think, like, out of those three games, Air is better. Like, it is just way better. It's more interesting. I enjoyed that game. Lost Ember had some stuff that I was like, all right. First Tree, I don't know. I beat it in like an hour. It was kind of nothing game. It's just kind of one of those games that I play a lot. Or, yeah, like, and speaking of which, so now we'll talk about a game that I actually liked. Finally. Yeah, I played Song of Farka. Now, there are things I do have problems with in this game, but I'm not going to talk about them because they're spoilers. But I first looked at this game because it's on one of my, or the only curated list I follow, which just tells me when there's like women loving women games or games that have that in it. And so Song of Farka, I think it recently came out, and it was, I don't even know what it was promoted as, but I saw the art and I was like, it looks pretty, I'll grab it.
That's a pretty good indication of a good game, if the art's at least decent.
Like, it looked interesting enough that I was like, okay. Like, here's, basically you play as Izzy Song, and you are under house arrest for punching an attorney. Now, this is a game, like, unlike the complex, I feel it does politics really well, because Izzy is an immigrant from a place, like, to this place called Farsica, or sorry, Farca, whatever. I just said a song of Farca. And there's very big different politics here. Farca is like an island, I think, off of, I don't know. It's an island regardless.
It's an island nation.
Yeah. And they do a lot of politics stuff in there. They also, a thing that I didn't know that was in this game, but also just things that I like, is that they do use, there are characters that have, they/them pronouns.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, characters that will have, like, he/them or she/them. It's pretty neat. It's just sort of a nice little thing. Obviously, all of this is dialogue. The thing that I would say that this game is most like is, like, Ace Attorney, which I was sort of telling you.
Yeah.
So Ace Attorney, Phoenix Wright games, where you sort of have to find evidence of wrongdoing. Like, you are a hacker private investigator, and so you can only stay, because you're under house arrest, you can only stay at your house and only use your computer, can't go out and do anything.
No investigation for you.
But yeah, exactly. But you're a hardcore cool hacker. You have drones. You can hack into people's cameras. This is also like in some kind of future world. Well, and that's all I can give you, because there's future stuff. People have robot arms. There's robots like that help things. There's artificial dogs. Like
in the future, I'll have closable windows with latches.
Exactly. And sort of how the gameplay works is you will be given sort of a contract with somebody. Like, let's see, the first one you do is basically you're just trying to find information about this actor. And, like, it's sort of like why he's taking bad roles. I think that's it. Like, you're helping your gossip friend, basically.
Okay.
And so you do things. You hack into a club and you try to find the picture and you sort of see different evidence as to how to figure out, like, what the information that your friend wants. And then you do things like hack into the guy's house. You can do, like, an internet search that will just sort of tell you about who the people are, like, sort of maybe news articles that have their name in it or, like, what their company or who they work for. I thought it was a fairly engaging game. Like, it has very interesting characters. One thing I would love, I don't really know when this game came out. I should check that out. But I would love a sequel, because I feel they set it up for a sequel. And I'd love that. I would love a sequel or even some DLC, because of the one thing that I didn't like was sort of how it ended. And I would like closure. Better than what I got, which wasn't bad, but it's a little ambiguous.
So this game came out July 21st, 2021, okay. So it's new.
Give me a sequel. Yeah, like, and that's the thing is I loved, oops, that's my Tamagotchi. I love the gameplay. It's fun. Basically, the things that you can do is you will talk to different people on your telephone, computer, like, you Skype them, basically. Right. And then you can either, you know, ask them questions, accuse them, show them different evidence, get them to tell you where different places are. And once they tell you different places, then you can sort of hack those places.
Okay.
And the hacking is sort of like, I guess it's a mini game, quote unquote, because there'll be cameras and you sort of hack different cameras and to reveal other cameras and then like routers. And then there'll be things like there's little... They're called bug bots, which are, you know, like your little scavenger robots that go around to do stuff. You also have drones that you can use. And basically, you just utilize these. And sometimes there'll be, like, maybe more challenging puzzles. Like, at one point, there's air vents that you have to, like, fiddle around with.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, no, it's legitimately enjoyable, once again. And so you will do things like... like, turn on the coffee machine to distract guards so you can go look at something, right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, like, you can do hacking while they're not looking. There's obviously some password stuff. They do have that Fallout hack lock thing. You have to find out. It's super easy. Okay. It's kind of funny because, like, a good percentage of the time, like, I've only had to do it, like, maybe four times in the whole game. But I'll say 3 to 4 I got it the first time just by guessing whatever word I thought it might be.
I'm pretty good at those ones, actually.
Yeah, legitimately, like, that was fun. Yeah, it's a game that I do, I highly recommend. I like the story quite a bit. Once again, it did give me, like, Phoenix Wright vibes, but at the same time, a little bit more and a little bit more of stuff to do. And just the story is really interesting. It deals with a little bit of, like, culty stuff, rich people, capitalism, immigrants, that kind of stuff. It's fairly interesting. And once again, I'm excited. I hope they make a sequel. That'd be great. Or a DLC. One of the two I'd love.
So that one's on PC.
Yes. Yeah. So. Super fun. Really good. The art's really nice, too. It's just a really cool game. I'm glad I picked it up.
Hopefully we'll come back to you with a sequel on that one then.
Yes.
Yes.
I'll probably have to wait like another like 3 years, but that's fine. I can do that. I waited for Psychonauts 2.
So check out Psychonauts 2, check out Hades, and check out Song of Farca.
Yes.
And I believe that's everything we got for you for this week. I'll go find a new game to play that Alice hasn't already beaten multiple times.
Yes.
Yes. And y'all Hades have a...
Again. No.
Hades too.
My hands can't, like, they don't... I have to work up that muscle memory again.
I have to keep my hands good so when Silk Song comes out.
Oh, God.
I know.
Oh, God. Yeah.
All right, everybody. Keep changing.
Bye.